This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, After Buzzers, welcome to The Handmaid's Tale After Show. We're talking about Episode 7, The Other Side, and we finally get to see Luke. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, how's it going? How's your afternoon, After Buzzers? Welcome to the Handmaid's Tale After Show. We are talking about Episode 7, The Other Side. And then, ooh, someone's volume.
There we go.
Sorry about that.
My name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. And I'm joined by most of my panel. Joelle will be back next time. But you're back. Yay!
I'm back. Yay, so excited to be back. Woohoo! Hey, everyone. Veronica Barriga here. You can catch me on social media at Veronica, the letter B, online, and also on my website, veronicabonline.com.
Hi, guys. I'm Adrienne Snow. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Adrienne Snow, and that's MSADRINSNOW. Sometimes I forget how to spell my...
What happens?
Twitter handle, even though it's my name.
I've had it where I'm so tired when I write my name, I actually wrote an E at the end, Carrie, even though it's an I, but I'm so tired, I'm like, E. That's when I know I need to just stop what I'm doing and take a nap. So this episode is just very different than the regular show. We don't even see Offred at all. How did you feel about that?
For me, this was like the Way Back Wednesday. You know, they should have called it Way Back Wednesday episode. Thanks. I worked on that. No, it was interesting, you know, that we were sort of in the life before the entire time. Mm-hmm. At first, I was like, this is cool, but it got a little stretched for me. I felt like the production was trying to fill time. I mean, it took 10 minutes for us to see his little walk, you know, back to the car. It was a little slow moving the first half for me.
Okay. Adrian?
I liked it. Only I just kind of needed a break from being in The Handmaid's actual tale.
Yeah.
So it was nice to get another side to it.
Yeah.
I agree that the flashbacks were kind of stretched out for me because I wanted to see more of what he was dealing with currently. So, but it was nice to also see, like, what ended up happening to him. And I was very relieved that he was not an eye. we got to finally see, like, a man not be, you know, a weird fuck up.
Sucked into the system.
Sucked into some system.
I enjoyed it as well. It's interesting. I also do the American Gods After Show, and they just had an episode 2 completely different from the regular flow
focusing
of the show.
On the spouse.
And then that was cool, because, I mean, literally, as the title, The Other Side, we get to see the other side, not only Luke, we get to see part of the Resistance, which we didn't see much of before, and it kind of fills in some of those gaps that we had. And it was a nice change of pace of, like, okay, like, it helped build the world a little bit, but I agree, the pacing was a little slow, and overall, not a lot actually happens.
Right.
But there are some key points. Side note, if you guys are watching this live, we do have a live chat going on. Feel free to jump in and chat with us. And if you're watching this later, comment down below. You guys do an excellent job of commenting on the video of our previous ones, and we love hearing from you because that helps rounds out the show.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry if I say it wrong. Niall said, found this episode slightly slow, but was necessary to understand what's happening outside of America. Am I the only one who wants to know more about the international response to Gilead, like Europe? Good question. Yeah, we don't really, I mean, we only get Mexico and Canada a little bit, because there's a little America in Canada. But otherwise, we don't know, like, how do other people feel on the outside looking in? In the book, they never tell you, but it's told from Offred's point of view. So obviously, if she doesn't know, you won't know. So the flashback giving us some newish kind of footage, because it was some of what we'd seen, but like different shots, which I do like whenever shows catch you back up on like where you were, but they at least had different camera angles or different shots, because then you're like, well, I didn't just see this.
Bringing you back to episode 1. That was really nice.
And then we have the Luke did get shot. Yeah. And confirmed, because we didn't know, because mm-hmm. she didn't see.
Yeah.
And then that crazy ambulance accident that yeah. lucked out. It's pretty much the only way he survived, probably.
That was phenomenal filmmaking, by the way. I yeah. just shout out to that production crew. They mm-hmm. do everything so right. But that scene in particular was
yeah.
one of the most beautiful. Despite what was happening, it was beautiful to watch.
Yes.
For me. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I liked the ambulance scene. I also found it really intriguing that they wanted to keep him alive because they had questions for him. And so, mm-hmm. and they talked about the captain having questions for him. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, what does that mean? Because we've only been introduced to the idea of a commander. So are there like tiers to that as well? Just like there sure. would be in any type of military where there are captains mm-hmm. who in mm-hmm. between the eye and commanders as
probably.
Well.
They mm-hmm. seem extremely organized. So,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, that ambulance footage was great, and it's one of those things of, like, you assume this is what you should do, but it's nice when the character actually does it. I love that he was resourceful. He's like, I'm gonna bring the medication, yeah. like, first aid kit, I'm gonna grab antibiotics.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
And yes. he grabbed the gun, yes.
And even the jacket, though later he didn't think about the patch being on it, but sure. at least you're going in the snow, dude. You need to take yeah. the jacket from the dead person. They do not need it.
Yeah. yeah.
Too many shows, someone's like, I'm not gonna grab stuff. And I'm like, it's right there.
Yeah.
Like, get it and leave. So then we have the... went looking for them, which was really sweet because, I mean, we didn't know. Did he go look for them? Did he try to just go survive on his own? Mm-hmm. So it was yeah. nice to see that he went back looking for them.
Yeah.
That's his whole mission throughout that episode, you know, is to find them. So, yeah, I think, I don't know. It was just a little slow.
Okay. Bashir in the chat says, Luke had a whole bag of good luck in this episode. That's true. He had a lot of things yeah. that went well that,
yeah,
like,
that's nice.
Could have gone horribly wrong.
Because he could have just died in that
yeah.
in that old cafe, or he could have been
yes.
found by those people, and they would have probably just hung him or something.
Mm-hmm.
So he did have a lot of luck when it came to
yeah.
who found him.
Yeah.
Yeah. How amazing that lady knows how to do all the, you know, she injected him with the morphine and
pretty
all that.
Pretty sure she was a nurse.
Was she? Oh, I thought she was an army.
She
brat.
Was an
army, but nursing
okay.
training. Because if you're doing, you know,
okay.
blood draws and that kind of stuff, and that quick as she does
perfect.
It,
perfect. Good.
I'm mm-hmm. going to assume she had some nurse training. Because mm-hmm. also doctors aren't the ones who do that. It's the nurses and phlebotomists.
See,
you know,
okay.
they're like, good kind of thought process question, and we can open this to discussion. Bernie in the chat said, I also want to know what's going on with the rest of the world in the series, wondering if other countries are suffering because it's never mentioned in the book. Canada seems to be okay, more or less. I don't think in the book they go too much into how the rest of the world is suffering, because if Offred doesn't know, you don't know.
Yeah.
I do think there is kind of a worldwide problem of pollution, and it's taking what's happening now and exponentially increase it. So mm-hmm. we know Canada in the show seems to be okay-ish.
Yeah.
And Mexico, clearly, that where the ambassador's from, had no live births in
yeah.
6 years.
Mm-hmm. Years. Wow.
So what do you think of, do you think this is a worldwide problem or more localized?
I think it depends on which country you live in.
True.
So if you live in, like, if you live in a place that has a high concentration of pollution, so mm-hmm. such as, like, America, mm-hmm. mainly
yeah.
on the coastal regions in the south, and a place like Japan, then yeah, you probably are probably
mm-hmm.
having like issues with fertility and such. But if you live somewhere like
Costa Rica,
somewhere
like less densely
Iceland,
yeah, that's
or
what I was thinking
Sweden.
Too. Population,
yeah, if it's a population,
I'm thinking
density,
like Northern Europe.
Yeah, if you live
yeah.
in like Northern Europe or places where
mm-hmm,
they are
exactly.
focused already on green energy,
yeah,
you probably don't have the same problems that we do, which might explain why Canada isn't necessarily suffering in
true.
The same way
mm-hmm.
or you know, kind of addressing the same things. Like, we didn't get
yeah.
somebody from the Canada consulate or whatever coming down to
no.
talk about it. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Then we get the escape flashback, and so now we're going back with June and Luke, and you meet Mr. Whitfield, which if you are new to us, we talk a little bit about what happens in the book, but if you're watching the show, it's pretty much about the same, so we're not really spoiling anything. It's just how things are different.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen at all. It's not someone who knows her. So that was cool to have someone who knows her.
I love mm-hmm. that. Yeah, it was very personal.
Yeah, because he's like, oh, I know your mom, and like helping her out. That was
oh,
cool.
Yeah.
That
to
was
give
a nice
her...
little tidbit of the mom, just because
mm-hmm.
in the mom, in the book, the mom is kind of briefly mentioned as
yeah.
kind of like a big feminist. And mm-hmm. so
oh,
I was
okay.
like, oh, okay, that's kind of nice that they
mm-hmm.
they talk about her.
Yeah, it was nice to have that. In the book, it's a little more just like a third party.
Okay.
It doesn't go well, obviously, but yeah. Yeah, the personal touch was nice. It
makes you feel less scared for them.
I was still skeptical.
Of the other guy, but that's true. I know, you can never rest easy here in this world.
I felt less scared only because they did give us that moment of him knowing her mom.
Yes.
Yeah.
That there was something owed, that he wouldn't, you know, throw this woman under the bus because he knew her mom and he sees her daughter and he sees her husband.
Yeah, a tiny bit of comfort.
Mm-hmm. Okay, somebody pointed out, well, Canada does have the coffee rationings, but that's such a minuscule thing of like, they seem to be okay.
Well, coffee is mainly comes out of, I mean, we're already, and in case you don't, everyone doesn't know this, we're approaching a point in time where we will end up on coffee rationings. Like, in real life, we're running out of coffee. So, coffee isn't grown or made in Canada. So if they have rations, it's probably because wherever it originally comes from is suffering from pollution.
True. Mm-hmm. Wow. Then we jump to present day and
coffee beans.
Yes. So Luke finds that cafe, hangs out, which was smart too. I'm like, you need to get out of the cold, you need to lay down for a minute, look for food, rest, you've been shot.
Yeah.
Then we meet Zoe, Christine, Leela, and Peter. So we get a little bit of like, okay, well, it's the army brats, the nun, and the gay guy.
I loved it.
And the woman who had been rescued too.
That's right.
Which I thought first her name was Leela, but I think they're referring to the driver. Because he never gets her name. Like, what's her name? And they're like, it's to be determined because she hasn't talked.
Yeah. Poor thing's traumatized. Yes. Yeah. And she had the red tag on her ear.
Oh,
it wasn't red. It was like a tag and it was blood all over it.
Oh.
No, it was red.
Really? Yeah. Okay, I thought it was blood. Was it still bleeding?
They had tagged her, I think.
They tagged her.
I thought it was gold and it was just red from blood.
You see it briefly in the first episode
on
June.
Oh, okay. It was red.
And so, yeah.
Okay.
So she got away. Wow.
Brittany in the chat says, I think that Canada is probably experiencing the same problems, but Canada has always been more liberal than the U.S., so I don't think they like having as many issues as the U.S. They wouldn't have the same tactics to deal with the issue.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
Then we learn that there was the quote-unquote training exercise about our poor girl not talking of where she was. And
yeah, we all know what that involves. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that just got dark on a whole other level that we're what?
It's worse.
And yeah, and sadly that she was the only one who escaped, which is
there
was
50.
50. There we go. Thank you. The good question for everybody. So Bernie says, does anyone else wonder approximately how long it took the religious fundamentalist group to change all the rules and take over? In the book, it was some years, while in the show, it's some months. I would say the show, it still is actually kind of years, because we get the moment later with Luke. It says 3 years later.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we don't know how much planning they did ahead of time, per se. But to make it how it was now was 3 years.
Yeah.
The show says that very specifically.
Yeah. Like a presidential term.
For you. Well, a lot of those, I mean,
Once the ruler changes, go ahead.
No, it's hard to say, just when you go off, I don't know if they've even really thought this through, because when you go back and you see the previous episode when all the children come out, they all look to be,
young toddlers.
Maybe. I thought there I saw, some like, a four-year-old.
Under the age of four.
So that would imply that...
They could have been captured children, too. Not all necessarily.
Well, yeah.
It's kind of implied that
they produced them.
No. That just wasn't what I was going to say at all. But it's hinted at that they kind of are starting this even before June is pregnant with her daughter. There's, like, hintings at it. They're thinking about it.
Mm-hmm,
and by the time that June's daughter is taken away, she's about, I think she said she's like, 4 or 5, because she said my daughter would have been 8 back in a few episodes prior.
That's right.
So it seems like it's kind of like what we thought, that they had kind of been doing smaller things until they kind of finally took over the government.
Mm-hmm.
And that... they kind of lived under the government, under martial law, and they talk about that kind of stuff for a few years before they finally got to the point.
Exactly. They do have the martial law part that we talk about it.
So maybe it probably took them about 6 years to get to that point.
The plans were there, exactly. And then once it hits, it's just like super quick, chain reaction.
Once they blew up the...
just keeps moving,
In D.C., that seemed to be the major... Well, that was the start of the martial law.
Yeah.
No, once they blew it up and they got rid of it, martial law started before they took away the women's jobs.
Yeah, but had the White House and all that been blown up at that point?
No.
No, okay. Then the other thing was...
That was after, yeah.
they get into a little bit that there's essentially a murder spree of them killing people unless you're fertile women, pretty much. Like, it's not
well, if you're safe. Attempting, yeah, they'll kill you.
To resist.
Or if you're attempting yeah. to yeah. resist, they'll yeah. hang you.
Yep. Then we have the, then we get them at the house, their little cottage of them waiting.
That's nice.
And something interesting, which we'll talk about, like, the to have a visa or your passport. And, you know, sure. Luke's like, wait, we shouldn't go yet. We should wait for this. Which, for all he knows, that's what they need to cross. So I don't think he was wrong in thinking that's what their plan should be. But June's like, we should have gone with Moira.
I don't know. I would have gone at the first moment. I mean, when you're getting attacked like that and when things are changing so rapidly, any moment that you have to sort of get out of the situation, you don't walk, you run, you know? Mm-hmm. I would have been alerted, but I'm also more, you know, paranoid and kind of like worst case scenario charges you. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it speaks to just the amount of security people feel. I think, especially because Luke is a man, that he probably wasn't considering, like, a few things are changing. Because it wasn't really directly affecting him. It was directly affecting Moira and June. And I think that's something that I think a lot of people would like to say, oh, well, you know, I'd be gone at the first sign of trouble. But
people get cozy and they don't...
Well, people get cozy and then also we kind of don't think about how small things happen before we start to see the massive escalations.
Right.
Exactly. Like, there are small things happening right now in the country that we aren't really picking up on or we aren't reading news about because we're focusing
or
on
even
how,
if
like,
it's not covered enough that you even know to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, or certain laws are changing that we aren't really picking up on or noticing. Yeah. So it would start like that. And then maybe it would be somebody who, by the time you get to the point where somebody's overthrowing the government, you should have been gone 6 months prior.
Absolutely.
So it takes like that type of focus. And,
yes.
And yeah, doing things the legal way, which I think Luke wanted to do, was kind of just a... That was him trying to do things the right way because he felt safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that stuff goes out the
window.
Be
a good citizen. Yeah, exactly.
But how much did that suck when you find out and Mr. Whitfield's like, oh, yeah, that doesn't matter now at all?
I wasn't surprised when he said it.
Yeah, I felt bad for Luke, though, because then I like, though, that Luke had a moment going, fuck, June is right. Like, kind of a thing, if we should have just gone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
gotta stay alert. See the big picture, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not live in fear, but also not live in ignorance and safety.
Yeah. That was
the biggest thing.
Sorry.
Oh, no, you're good.
We had that thing happen, what was that, when, right after the election, where there were people crossing over into Canada on foot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a real thing. People were like, and those people were smart. Like, they took off immediately.
Yeah.
Because they kind of knew, like, this guy really wants to start a travel ban. He really wants to do those things. And so, fortunately, you know, things have de-escalated from that. But they were right to do that.
This has to do with what she just mentioned. It's crazy. It's real life. But it connects. I have a 12-year-old little brother. And his classmate, when Trump won, he said, my friend, she's moving to Canada. And I was laughing at first because I thought, oh, you know, everyone was just saying, I'm going to get out of here if this guy goes in. Mm-hmm. I'm moving to Canada. And then he's like, she's Muslim. And I was like, oh, my God. It was a moment of like, holy shit, you know?
Yeah.
And so just that's sort of,
it's a real thing. I mean, people are locked up and to this day, if you get arrested at the airport because of the travel ban back when it happened, you can be tied up there for how long? Like, a lot of people have been released, but in terms of deportation and that kind of thing, you get trapped in the system to the point where you're just trapped in the system.
Even with a lawyer.
It
doesn't matter.
It's not about you being addressed and being found wrong. It's just being trapped in the system for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, it's tough.
And then, similar to what you were saying, Luke not worrying about, Ariadne says, that's why I was annoyed with Luke. All of this wasn't really affecting him, but more June and Moira. So, yeah, definitely, because it wouldn't necessarily be his first concern.
Mm-hmm.
So, how much did everybody freak out when they're out by the lake? I'm like, no. One, don't go outside.
Mm-hmm.
Two, a lake, you are out in the open. And three, it's a frozen lake. Anything you say crosses that and everyone can hear you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no.
don't shoot my June.
And lo and behold, Joe and his dog Blaze show up. I wrote that down. I'm like, Blaze. Show up and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
I was like, he's going to shoot them right now.
He's
I mean,
do
I know.
Yeah.
Well, they did a really good job of making it seem like
Yeah.
He was a guy that would turn them in. And just by how they dressed him, his name,
yeah.
his dog's
yeah,
name.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. The guy on his back, yeah.
He this looked guy. Like a hunter. Yeah. He's a hunter hunting for those people mm-hmm. of like, oh, you're an escape person? Mm-hmm. Oh, I've been looking for you. And mm-hmm. I'm like, ah.
But at the same time, the guy did say, you know, the people are 6 miles this way, 2 miles that way. I don't know. But yeah, I'm with you. When they were
but
outside,
that
I'm like,
man.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I was like, why are they outside? Go back in.
Even inside, I'm like, all of those curtains yeah, should be yeah, shut. Yeah. But then I'm like, they have a fire going, so then they're going to know someone's there. But at least close the curtain so they can't see inside.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
I'm that person who, like, I don't understand people who have, like, their home at night with their lights on and the blinds aren't closed. And I can see you. And I'm like, everyone can see you. Do you understand that? It creeps me out.
People
like, no,
leave
their
doors open. And I'm like... like
ugh. No. Well, okay, here's an example. Like, this is kind of that discussion.
Or
and,
unlocked. Yeah, sorry. Unlocked.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. Similar part of this, and side note, real world stuff. Of, and question for you ladies sure. and anybody else watching. When you get in your vehicle, do you lock your door? I lock my door. As soon as I sit in my car, my door locks.
Absolutely.
I had a male friend post about a situation where someone got in his vehicle because it wasn't locked and mm-hmm. had, like, altercation with someone who was drugged out and stuff and like had a fight and like something it was bizarre that I'm like for reals and yeah this really happened and I'm like I've had it where I was in my car and I was in someone else's car one time homeless person opened the back door and tried to get in the vehicle and we drove off another time sitting parked and someone like ran at the vehicle so I'm like but most men would never think about that
I mean my doors how my lock works is that it only opens driver's side door so none of the other doors open when I unlock my car and then when I take off once I hit 10 miles everything locks it doesn't matter and so I appreciate that it's like okay so you know if I have to unlock it for everyone to get in it automatically unlocks or locks all the doors but I have a guy friend once well he's not really a friend anymore but he was picking something up from takeout and I was somewhere else, so I was meeting him back at the car, and I came back to the car, and the car was on, music playing, and he wasn't in the car.
Ooh.
I was like, did you just leave your car unlocked? He's like, yeah.
With the the key?
No. Yeah, I was like, are you insane? And he's like, well, no one's going to steal. I'm like, yes, people steal it. People steal it. Like, cars just like that all the time.
Yeah.
That's a man thing.
chat room, we are having similar echoes to us. Sylvia B, I lock immediately. I'm the same way. As soon as I get in my car, like, even if I only unlock the driver's door, I push that lock because I've sat there
like,
and someone,
them,
okay, there you go, one time. And I mean, many men probably aren't sitting in their car doing their makeup, but how many times have you sat in your car doing your makeup, parked, I had someone walk at my window, and then I'm like, what the fuck do you want? Like, no.
Yeah, if I'm going to be parked there, I'll lock it.
Okay.
But,
well, if you're about to drive.
If I'm about to drive, it also sets off a weird alarm if I go to lock my driver's side door before.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Then we got Lindsay says, yes, I lock my doors as soon as I get in. And I check the back seat. Yeah. Oh, shit. Niall says, you Americans are nervous as fuck. It happens.
Dude.
I've had enough times of people try to get in my vehicle and someone come at my doors.
Especially like, with, like, Lyft and everything now. People will... I've had friends tell me that, like, people will just hop in their car.
If you lived here, you'd be nervous, too.
It's not that I'm... It's not even like I get in my car and I'm worried. I just know when I sit down, I lock the door because I sometimes sit there, do something real quick before I take off and drive. But when you have it happen of something, then you go, oh, yeah.
We're females in Los Angeles. And, you know, there's nice parts of Hollywood and there's bad parts of Hollywood. So just, you know, got to be alert at all times.
Anna, referring to that Lindsay says she's Canadian, so she does that. And then Anna, she's referring back to the guy going, try living in Chicago.
There you go. Chicago's.
There's parts. But, this is, it's one of those, it shouldn't have to be that way, but you don't want to be stupid, so.
Yeah, we end up...
little tied in but random tangent for that, too.
No, but that's what it was. That is the core difference. You nailed it. That's the core difference between his not relaxation, but his less...
His concern right away.
Not urgent enough.
Yeah.
It's like that episode of Master of None. Aziz Ansari talked about how he never realized how nervous women are walking home at night. Or that we do certain things differently than how men do. Like,
absolutely.
He shows, like, a woman walking home at night, and it's, like, the theme of Halloween playing behind her. And then him, like, drunkenly laughing with his friend. And, like, that's how it is.
It's very true. Then we have the Oh, Bernie said, damn, I'm from Kansas City, and I thought it was bad here.
Oh, so we get good.
So we got Joe, and yeah, when he goes like, yeah, I heard it on my scanner that they've been looking for you. Oh, dude, shit. When he came to the house and the door was open, and you saw him there, how many people jumped in their
that
seat?
That was still, I didn't jump.
Like, but look who grabbed the gun. The girl grabbed the gun.
I'm glad she did.
See, we just lived this world differently.
She had the gun in her hand.
That's true. But she was ready.
She did it right.
She had no problem reading it.
Yeah. And I'm glad she was like, show me how to load it and how to use it. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Be proactive.
Yeah. And I think it was still a weird beat that they wouldn't have the door closed.
That was weird. It was a little weird.
Only because they've already seen him. They were already planning to leave. Yeah. And so, because he could have just immediately shot them. You know, you don't know what he was thinking.
Totally. But then he's like, as soon as he said, like, I heard it on my scanner, I'm like, oh, gosh. And then he's like, oh, yeah, Whitfield's dead. And you're like, or Whitford's dead. I'm like, aw. And then I was like, do you trust him?
I mean, he's giving them, there's no way of saying that he couldn't have called them and notified them about where they were.
Right. Yeah.
But if nothing else, it wasn't like he arrested them. He could have shot Luke and grabbed the women, but he was like, you should probably run for it if you're going to run for it now.
It almost would have been cliche, but I almost wanted June or Luke to be like, why are you helping us? Because that's my thought. I'm like, why? Like, that would be my skeptic.
I actually had a thought. I was like, is he Canadian? Like, I was trying to figure out. No, that was my thought. I did have that thought. I was like, why aren't these guys running? Mm-hmm. You know? It was a little...
I think it's kind of implied that he's already taken off to live on his own. So nothing's actually going to faze this man.
Sure.
He can still operate freely as
of
right now.
He can probably live on the land even. He looks like that kind of a hunter and can be on the move.
He doesn't have to. And if you aren't the one being oppressed, you don't really have to leave.
You can warn
people who are about to be oppressed, but you don't have to go anywhere.
No. Yeah. He probably would have been fine. So we have the, you know, the band of people that find him, find Luke and kind of help him out. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, you shouldn't leave. Which, it's one of those, it's almost noble that he's ready to rush after his wife and child to go rescue him. But I'm like, okay, in all reality, you've been shot. You're weak. You don't know where they are. You're one person. There's no way you can do anything.
Yeah.
You're better off getting better and then going to look for them after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Follow your heart. Follow your intellect. You know, it's that constant. In this world, it's like, it's this constant battle. You got to think with your mind, you know, as much as your heart wants you to do.
It was sweet of him where I'm like, oh, that hurts, but what are you going to... Like, even that moment in the van, like, I can't even stand up straight. What are you going to do, dude? What are you going to do? You're going to die getting to him, which would be worse.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the... When they get to the boat, how many people knew Zoe was going to die? I did. She's too cool. So of course, she's like one of the first to die at the boat dock. I'm like, she's resourceful. She's a leader.
She died. I was hurt.
I was surprised.
Pretty lady that I'm like, oh man, damn it. She can't live.
She was the saver. She was, you know, man, that hurt.
And kudos to her. They needed her, though, because told him when the second time he attempted to run to go find his family, she pulled him into that church and was like, you see all these dead people?
Yeah, take a look.
That was going to be you. Like, come with us. Don't do this.
She speaks as it is, for sure. Lindsay says, anyway, Luke's been sitting in Little America for 3 years sipping coffee. No, we'll get to that.
He did look comfortable.
Yeah.
On that cutscene, 3 years.
Yeah.
But no, I know.
But it's one of those, we'll get to that in a second. Mm-hmm. But I totally knew she was going to die. I'm like, she's too good of a character. They can't keep her around.
Mm-hmm.
But it was bummer, but not really a surprise. But they do get away. Some of them, a lot of them die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The sad moment when Luke, like, gives his ring as payment.
Yeah.
Then we get the... Now we jump to... Mel Queen. I think it's Melky Quinn. Really sad she died. I know. I was too. So 3 years later, we have Little America in Toronto. And for a second, I'm like, Little America. I'm like, oh, that's like our Little Tokyo here. And like all the other little districts.
Mm-hmm. We have the whole world here. Yeah, Little Armenia.
And... It seems like he's just kind of chilling, but in trauma, of any kind of trauma that people go through, sometimes doing normal things is the only way you can be sane.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, you have a family member in the hospital. Are you going to sit there in the hospital the whole time? You need to do other things, otherwise you're just going to go nuts.
Yeah.
So I felt he was still being proactive because obviously he went to that agency for missing persons, which that's cool that exists, that they even have an effort. Well, because like they could have just been like, that's too bad. They're on the other side. Darn.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it was probably started by someone who was like, we need to keep an eye and see what's going on. But I didn't think he was chilling. I think life goes on. Just like June had moved on in her own life.
Yeah.
Just even when you think back to the end of last episode, and he's like, your husband. She's like, my husband's dead. And it's just kind of like I've accepted it and I've moved on because I have to.
Yeah.
And so that's the same thing with Luke. He moved on because he had to. This doesn't mean he's not still looking for it. It doesn't mean they can't call him and be like, we have information. But
Then I kind of wondered, I'm like, I really hope he hasn't hooked up with that, the other girl.
I thought I had that a moment, too, the other blonde,
I was like, wait.
I was like, but why does she look like June?
she had the same short hair as before. But I had that moment, I'm like, oh, please, I hope he kind of waited. Not that he should wait, because that's 3 years, and if you thought they were dead, it's that weird, like, how long do you wait for your partner? Mm-hmm. But I like that it's, no, they're just kind of roommates and friends. Yeah. And
she's like a recluse.
She also has probably been so traumatized that she probably doesn't want anybody near her that way. So,
probably, exactly.
Then we have Mrs. Tapping. I was like, at first I thought it was Topping. I'm like, ah. And then they have that great visual of all the lost persons. I'm like, man, art department probably had a fun time, like,
putting those they're gonna win awards. They're gonna they're so meticulous and they're so methodical. They are so good. Shout out to the, you know, production design. It just blows my mind every single time.
It's it's impressive, this show, how well it's done. So he finds out, he gets there and he's all like nervous, because that's the other thing that showed us how much he's still thinking about her, that he's like freaking out. And then she's like, is this the information? She's alive. And he's like, I need a moment, and like, gonna cry. And because then I wondered, I'm like, so what did she write for him?
Yeah.
Right? Because if you only have, like, let's say you had 30 seconds to write a note to someone you cared about, how do you indicate you are well and, like, that you're okay, you know, alive? Like, what do you write if you only have, like, all right, 10 seconds, what do you write?
I was watching this with my husband, and we're like, what would you write? And he's like, I would write resist. And I was like, you know, I love you, resist, stay strong, you know.
It's hard.
Let's get through it,
Well, the way she wrote it, it was, don't worry about me, get our daughter.
Yeah. That's powerful.
Right? You're just like, But then, I almost had the uber extreme feminist side of me going, I don't want him to necessarily rescue her. I want a team effort of, like, them together.
Let's find our daughter.
I don't want the total damsel in distress of, like, come help me and save me. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, part of me is like, well, that'd be nice. But it's that weird, like, but then that's where I want the joint. Like, maybe they work together. That's how they beat him.
It would also be easier for him to go after saving his daughter than his wife.
True.
Because that comes down to paternity and that kind of thing where you're more likely to get people on your side if you're fighting for your daughter.
True.
Than if you're fighting for your spouse.
There we go. Anna says the scene with Little America was so surreal for me because I feel like a lot of Americans take it for granted that it could never be them.
That
so
we would like be the refugees.
Be isolated, right?
That was wild.
And then, I'd like that of what would you write? And then how would you prove it's you? Like, what's something you guys only know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. That's a, like, good,
how it's a couple. And then, people are saying, they maybe assume they're both dead. And, I thought of that, too. I'm like, what would you write? Because you only have... And I almost wanted it to be like, what did she write? But then it was a great cut to her saying it for us.
I'm glad we had that moment, because we would have been like,
where's Alfred?
We wouldn't have been pleased by not knowing.
It also took him 3 weeks to get the letter, which I was like, oh my god.
Right?
Forget about how long stuff takes when you don't have a phone and text and all that kind of stuff.
Trying to see if there's anything else. Nothing else. Just people really liking how that scene. And it was very beautiful of, like, him, like, his close up of being sad and like happy of that, like, oh man, how do I get there? Lindsay said, I'm alive, come get us. That's thing, right?
That's pretty direct.
Ahmed said, I thought she was going to write Junebug, since he used to call her that.
That's cute.
It's a cute one of, maybe. But I think her point was more the, I'm okay, get our daughter.
Yeah, or I can save myself, because she's pretty tough, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
He knows how tough she is, so.
Interesting theory, and I don't know how well you can do this, but I like your thinking, Bernie. Somehow visit Gilead under the guise of a diplomat and secretly leak footage to the outside world. And then the other question, too, is, like, why hasn't anybody on the outside maybe gone to war with them that we know of to rescue those people, essentially? But then that's the real world of, like, if you're on the outside and you think they're suffering, how much can you go in and try to do something?
Yeah, or maybe they're just trying to save themselves at this point and then maybe branch out. But, yeah.
It's just politics, which is a frustrating thing to have to say. But there are probably groups, and I think they did mildly reference that there are still parts of it still in war.
Yeah.
And then, so you have that aspect of people who are fighting, and then you have people like the Mexican ambassador who are like, well, what can you supply us with? And that's what we deal with every day of.
Mm-hmm.
One side is like, we should go in and help these people. Another side is like, yeah, but we have this resource we get from these people, and we need that resource, and so.
Mm-hmm. Arcane Pacific says couples could probably recognize each other's handwriting fairly easily.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah, great point. That's my husband.
Oh, yeah, my handwriting's pretty distinct. I think I'd be okay.
Yeah, that's what I first thought, too. Yeah.
So, any other thoughts on the episode? Anything? All things considered, not a whole lot happens.
Right.
We just know what happened to Luke, and he finds out she's alive.
Yep.
And she feels like she knows he's alive. Because then it felt
beautiful.
Like,
yeah.
Such a what's that moment. Mean for her and Nick?
Who cares about Nick?
He's just
somebody
a space
to give her comfort while she's suffering. Okay,
she's gonna take
that.
Yeah,
penis.
Sorry. Oh,
that was enjoy vulgar. It while you
she's
can.
She's going to enjoy what she can with Nick, but we all know she's going back to Luke.
What do you guys think of the Mexican guy that helped
the
her
secretary
get the message across? Yeah, that guy. So
I want to
know.
I
mean, is he part of the resistance?
Probably.
Okay. Do you think that's going to further develop? I mean, I was just curious about, was that his only role, or is he going to stay in touch with her, and maybe this is going to lead to something else?
Oh, no, I don't think he'd stay in touch. But the question is, how did he get that information to Canada?
Right.
Like, how is he working? Like, is there some other secret
there's, like,
underground?
A whole chain
operation.
Of people.
Operation,
so
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's not without some power.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Adrian, Ariadne's with you. Yeah, forget Nick.
I said this when they first hooked up. I understood what that was about.
Yeah. Then we have, anything else? Or just get into some predictions?
Let's go on predictions.
Made the predictions, yeah.
And I was going to say, we can finally make predictions now because it's totally different than the book at this point because you never learn anything about Luke in the book after they've separated.
Oh, so, wow. Yeah, I was curious about that.
You do not. So,
okay.
Darn if you guys thought you would, you do not.
Mm.
Not really a spoiler.
Wow.
You don't know. And there they are.
And now,
yeah, coughed, echoed what you said of, yeah, there's a network. And Thomas says, well, June thought Luke was dead, so she hooked up with Nick. Yep.
Yeah, and nothing wrong with that.
Girl, okay, so any predictions right away? I mean, I think you were on a good trail going, like, what about that ambassador guy?
Yeah. Well, the thing, I was just curious about him. I don't know enough to predict where it's going. But I think that, you know, June, I'll call her June, is at a place of, it's a boiling point, you know. She's charged up now more than ever. Now it's like, oh, my husband's alive. I there's all these things. She's crossed the line, and I think at this point she's willing to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And they teased at it. If you haven't watched the teaser for the, you know, episode 8, but she's going to play some sick games, the commander's sick games, and I think try to maybe get close with him so that they don't send her to Mexico so that she can sort of develop this intricate plan and get out. I don't know. I mean, that's going to take a long time, you know, but at least we'll hopefully see the starting points of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adrian, anything?
I don't think they would send her to Mexico only because she hasn't proven to be fruitful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure, she's not useful yet.
She's not useful in that aspect as of yet. I can see someone like Janine being sent off to Mexico.
Oh, okay.
She's had a baby. I think that was her first one, so they'll probably, you know.
Second child. Not with them. She had
her
daughter.
Her first one as that.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so she's...
But I think with June, in terms of episode 8, from what I could tell from the preview, it's not like she has much choice in the matter. It's just like, and... Ugh, God, the commander, I could strangle on my...
I didn't watch the preview for
so
next
much.
Time, but
it's
I'm
disgusting.
Kind of wondering.
It's pretty gross. In terms of...
So you'll have to tell me after.
In terms of Luke, I kind of want to see him go after Hannah. And I really hope we get a story about, or an episode, even though we only have 3 episodes left, with Moira. So we can see what happened after she got on the train.
Well, I'm like, I'm curious if they'll follow the book, because we do learn more about Moira, and Moira tells you what happened to her.
Okay.
And there's a spoiler, not spoiler. Of, she comes back to the story.
Okay.
And she says what happened to her. How, if they'll stay with the book, I really hope they do, because it's such a unique thing to do with this story. So I hope they go back with that. So if you guys have read the book, don't say anything.
Yeah.
But the show has done an interesting job of weaving things. Mm-hmm. And I'd be really curious to see how they end the season and how it would continue into a second.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could have done one season and that's the book.
And do the book, yeah. It,
that is kind of done.
Yeah.
But
what about
it's hard
of
to say.
Glenn?
What?
Of Glenn.
Oh, yeah. I want to know what happens to the other characters.
Know.
Well, because
yeah.
her story is also a very different story in the book as well.
Okay.
But I love the direction they took her in the show.
Yeah.
Even the new Offlin, I want to know more about her a little bit, too. And then there's the other girl that I didn't catch her name, but she's the one who was talking to her at the dinner of, like, no, we're the commodity. She got more interesting as the show went on, too, but I don't recall her name specifically.
She seems like she might be part of something. Yeah.
It's implied, from what I can tell, just from, like, Variety and Deadline and all kind of stuff, is that, I can't think of the actress name who plays Offlin right now.
Alexis Bledel?
Alexis Bledel.
Yes.
Is not back for the rest of the season, but that doesn't mean that she's not back. It just means that she's not, you're not going to see her again for this season.
Okay.
So.
Somebody was pointing out, I'm not sure how to say this, Linder J? Sorry, the adaptation and the way they get off of the book story but stay true to the spirit is very well done. I agree. This new storyline is great for those who've read the book, because we're like, oh, something new, but it still feels like it fits in that world. I want to know more if Luke will find her by the end of this season, or if that might be the start of season two.
Seems like that might be too soon. I don't know. Because they got a whole nother season, so...
Right.
Find who? Find June, you're saying?
If he doesn't get to her until the end of season one, and that will lead into season two, because that'd be cool to see where they go from there,
where do we
and, like,
go
what
from
maybe
there?
Happens
yeah.
after, which mm-hmm. isn't really explored in the book.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be really... Thomas says season two, rescue the daughter. That could be really interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna go have to go past the book.
Yeah,
you know, it's
it'll
almost
have to be something new.
They're just gonna creative license it
exactly,
and they use it as a basis. Yeah,
I'm just excited to see where they're gonna go, because it's like, the show just keeps getting more like on the edge of your seat. All right, well, that kind of does it for this episode. Make sure to give the video a thumbs up. Comment down below what you thought of the episode and the topics we talked about. Is there anything we didn't get to but you want to talk about? And 5 stars on iTunes. Feel free to write a review. We'd love to hear your thoughts. And where can people find you lovely ladies online?
Hi, everyone. You can find me on social media at Veronica, the letter B, online, and on my website, www.veronicabonline.com.
Hi, I'm Adrian Snow. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Adrian Snow.
Awesome. And Joelle is our other member of the show, and you can find her on It's Black Girl Nerds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there we go.
That's
like,
right.
Yes. And my name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D Lane. That's KARIDLANE. And again, thank you so much for watching and joining us in the chat. It really helps round out the experience. And we love the show just as much as you. And it's so much fun to talk about it.
Yes.
And we will see you next week. Thanks for watching. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.